Here at Studio 360, we love all kinds of music. We've featured superstar choral composers like Eric Whitaker. And big deal indie rockers like St. Vincent.
Oh, what an ordinary day.
But I have never had the chance to do both at once. Until I heard a new record by a group called the Silver Lake Chorus.
The Silver Lake Chorus is a group of about 20 people, part chorus, part indie band. I'm Mikey Wells, and I'm the music director.
The Chorus is based in Los Angeles, named after one of the LA hipster neighborhoods. The idea was to perform covers of familiar indie rock songs. Then their friend, a songwriter and producer named Ben Lee, had an idea. Why not get indie rockers to write original new songs for the Chorus and put out a record?
The current album is a combination of songs by really great, cool indie artists, songs that they gave us exclusively for the album that we arranged for Chorus.
And they got some pretty impressive names. The Flaming Lips, Ben Gibbard, and Justin Vernon all wrote songs for them. But it's the last track on the album that really caught my attention.
I'm Amy Mann.
I'm Paul Bryan.
Amy Mann and her producer-collaborator Paul Bryan sent the Silver Lake Chorus a song they wrote called Easy to Die. It's inspired by a friend of Amy's who overdosed. I was intrigued by this improbable notion, a choral work about a drug overdose. So I asked Amy, Paul, and Mikey to listen to the song with me and walk me through how they created it.
I was thinking of that sort of descending chord progression and God Bless the Child. Just sounds so beautiful right off the bat, like that piano sound.
It's so easy to die. An unsteady hand and such a grand lullaby.
My good friend Nick had this janky piano in his studio that he wasn't actually sure the last time it had been tuned. And we loved the sort of ragtag sound of it.
I mean, it already sounds like two ghosts singing from beyond the grave.
Reap while the other saps dig. That makes me laugh.
Yeah.
It's Colin.
The other saps dig. It's got that atmosphere of like, I'm taking the easy way out. You know, I'm not doing the work like these people.
We had no prompt from her. We had no insight into her songwriting process. Really, all the information you need is right in front of you. It's in the song, it's in the lyrics, it's in the melody. And I think we found it to be a really cool challenge to sort of be given the raw materials and say, go. What are you going to do? We tracked the whole chorus singing the whole melody in its harmony. We tracked individual people doing it. We tracked all boys. We tracked all girls. And what we ended up doing was starting with two voices, then adding two more for the second verse, and then two more for the first chorus, and so on and so on.
It's no trick to go boo. A fatal faux pas, and presto voila, it's 180.
That's my favorite one. That's presto voila, it's 180 proof.
Here's
mud in your eye.
And it's all those, like, alcoholic, drug addict, you know, what should be a good time, jocular statement. But also, literally, here's mud in your eye. And then I picture, like, you know, throwing dirt on the coffin.
This little round where they're singing back and forth with each other.
It's really gorgeous.
It's beautiful. That's a new addition that I just love.
You know, the drug addict doesn't bear any of the worry about what happens to him. Everybody around the drug addict bears the worry. And the drug addict, it is like, it is, here's mud in your eye. It's all, you know, it's all good times until it's over.
The Silver Lake Chorus's debut album is just out, and you can hear some tracks at studio360.org.